then. Thanks. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you. Bye then. Bye. Thanks again.
He's gone, Mum.
Oh.
I don't think you needed to be quite so welcoming.
Oh, I don't know, do I? I don't know the protocol.
I thought you were going to hug him.
Oh, leave me alone.
I know Dad's been gone a few weeks.
Well, he'll be getting all the hugs he needs off Bryony Majors.
He fixed her car, Mum. It was nothing more than that.
When has he ever shown any interest in fixing anyone's car before? And the lying, Jennifer.
I know.
It was the lying and the things that were said. Mum, your stuff's arrived. Look at this box. I thought she asked them to send a couple of essentials. What's she got in here? We're overflowing, as it is with all of you living here.
It's temporary. And I'm finding a flat for me and Emily.
Are you now?
Yes. And Gran won't be staying here long either. A broken wrist isn't going to stop her from being independent. She hates people having to do things for her.
Oh, is that my stuff from France?
Yes.
Open it for me, Jem, will you?
Okay, Gran. Sorry, Gigi.
And Maggie, you couldn't put the kettle on, could you? I just can't do a thing with this.
Mum, I thought you said it was just a few bits and pieces.
I lived out there 9 years, Margaret. And everything I own was with me in that house. These are my most treasured things.
Right. A bag of soil.
Oh, lovely.
Mum.
Well, Maggie, if you can't vouch for the pH of your garden.
And this bag says leotards.
Oh, good. Good old Françoise.
Mum, you're 80. You've got a broken wrist.
I'm not going to sit in a corner watching Countdown, Margaret, so you needn't think I am.
There's plenty of other options available to the elderly now than Countdown. There's eggheads, there's pointless.
I love pointless.
I do. They're such nice men, aren't they? That's the thing. I like the standing up one and the sitting down one.
What else is there, Jen?
Tights, books.
Oh, good. My Tony Benz.
Yep. Oh, and there's one called Cooking Healthily.
Mum, you never cook.
Well, how much healthier can you get?
And then there's some shoe boxes.
Oh, that's just loads of old papers I've been moving house to house for 50 years.
What is it? Oh, photos, look. Look, Mum, is that you in the dungarees?
Oh, I've never seen these, Mum. Was that my 5th birthday?
If you're looking tearful and scared of candles, it could have been any one of your first 15 birthdays.
Oh, look at me. Oh, look at that one. Oh, what else is in there?
Letters, some birthday cards, exercise
books. It's only old rubbish. Now then, there should be... Oh, yes, thank God. Underwear.
You're the most unsentimental person I know.
Right, I'm going to put these on. Be a love and call me when the tea's brewed.
Oh, look. This is Emily on her first birthday. I remember sending Gran this one. She's in that bouncy chair. Look, I loved that chair.
Oh, yeah, the stripy one.
Yeah, do you remember it?
Remember it. It's still in my spare room. I snag my tights on it every time I put the towels away.
Those were the days. That's her first birthday party. Me and Stu didn't hate each other all day. Or if we did, we just squidged Emily's cheeks for a bit and then we liked each other again.
He's a good dad, Stu.
Yeah. We were a team.
No, it's a big thing, isn't it, having a baby with someone?
Look at this. Margaret Shirley Bradbury.
What's that?
Well, it's a book about you by the sounds of it. Oh, look. Gran must have kept a diary when you were a baby.
Well, it's not like your Gran. Probably about her tomato plants, isn't it?
No, it's sweet. Look at this. Today we finally brought home our beautiful daughter.
Oh, let's see.
Margaret weighs 7 pounds and 13 ounces. She has a little fuzz of dark hair, a turned-up nose and tiny, tiny fingers.
Oh, my goodness.
My undercarriage will never recover.
Yeah, that sounds more like your gran.
And the jury's out about whether I'll love her or not.
What?
Hi, Mum.
Oh, Emily. Mum, I'm sure it's not as bad as it sounds.
Mum, Dad told me not to tell you because he wants to tell you himself, but I never get to practice my good news face, so guess what?
Is that your good news face?
Yeah.
Because you look like you're going to eat me.
Well, I might if you don't guess soon. Guess what?
Is your dad giving me back the Dynasty box set?
No, him and Layla are getting married.
Wow.
And I'm going to be a bridesmaid. And Layla says I can choose a dress and it doesn't have to be a tacky one.
Oh, gosh.
Wow, that's...
Are you okay?
Of course.
You don't have to worry. They're not getting married for romantic reasons or anything. Layla's having a baby.
What?
Yeah, they can't stop banging on about it. Mum, what? Gran, what's up with you two?
Right, dishwasher done. Is she asleep?
Supposed to be. I think she's mainly Googling bridesmaid dresses.
Are you okay?
Sort of. Stuart moving on would be okay if everything wasn't so tits up for me.
I know, love.
If I had a boyfriend or, I don't know, a job that I cared about. There's a supervisor job coming up again.
Right.
I'm not going to bother. Not after the last time. It was humiliating.
Oh, darling, if you got an interview this time, you wouldn't wear that blouse.
I'm not applying, Mum. I can't go through that again.
Whatever you think, love.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, sort of.
Has Gran still not looked at the stuff in this box?
No, I told you, she's the most unsentimental person I know. She's looked at the soil.
What are you two up to in there? Oh. Embarrassing bodies, it's finished.
With you in a sec, Gran. Oh, Mum. When you first have a baby, you think all sorts of weird things.
You might think them. You don't write them down in a flowery-covered book for your daughter to read 59 years later.
You know what Gran's like.
Cold? Listen to this bit. Was up for an hour and a half in the night. Maggie wouldn't let me put her down. She's so clingy. I hope she doesn't become one of those clingy women. When's this? February. I was 4 months old.
Oh, I bet there's sweet stuff in there too. Here, let me have a look.
None of those clingy women.
There's another diary here, look. 1961.
So I was, 6. Let's see it.
Any chance of a cup of tea?
Oh. I'll put the kettle on, Gran.
You're an angel.
Oh, there we are. You're an angel. But I, according to this, am a scaredy cat. Maggie, still not brave enough to go into the swimming baths earlier. I looked wistfully at the other children jumping in and enjoying themselves as we traipsed out again without getting changed.
Well, you've never liked swimming.
She used to make me go. I hated it. Here we are, here we are. Resigning myself to the fact that Maggie is one of those children who's scared of things. I'm trying to stick to Dr. Baumbach's permissive parenting, but Maggie would rather sit on my knee all day than run free. I keep reminding myself, encourage bravery and expression. Never stop your child from playing on the highest slide. Well, that doesn't apply to Maggie. She's terrified of slides, even low ones.
Mum, are you okay?
No, I think I'm going to go to bed.
Mum.
If I'm brave enough to go up the stairs on my own.
Tricky to make your own cup of tea. That's the thing with a broken wrist.
Come in, Gran.
Are you okay, Emily? Not eating your pasta?
I'm okay.
Put on some more cheese with it, garlic bread.
She's feeding us up, isn't she?
I love it.
What did your friends say at school? Are they excited about you being a bridesmaid?
Some of them.
Emily's had a difficult day.
I haven't.
Okay. She hasn't. But she's a bit upset because...
Mum, shut up about it. If Freya's got a boyfriend, that's up to her. Who cares? If she wants to spend all of break and lunchtime with Ryan Harry on speech, and that's up to her. Doesn't bother me if she puts Harry on boys before her friends.
Ah.
Oh, I see.
Quite right, Emily. Leave Freya to it. She'll learn.
She always gets stuff before I do. Why does she have to go and get a boyfriend? She's already got an iPhone.
You don't want a boyfriend, love. Your mum hasn't got one.
All right, Gran. Don't rub it in.
You don't want a relationship. You said so the other day.
No, I said that I don't want to be in one of those relationships where one of them comes back from the loo and the other one says, success.
Oh, dear.
But I would like a boyfriend to talk to and go places with and do stuff.
Why?
Oh, Mum, imagine if you found out Dad was marrying someone else and having a baby with her.
In his 80s.
Well, Des O'Connor did it, didn't he?
After he's been dead for 20 years?
I wouldn't put anything past Des O'Connor.
I'm going upstairs.
Oh, dear. I'll go check on her in a sec. See if I get snapped at.
Take her up some trifle. Nobody snaps at trifle.
You need to be careful.
What do you mean?
Well, you've got a responsibility, haven't you? You've got a daughter. You need to let her know that you're a capable woman and you're perfectly okay without a boyfriend. You don't need a man to be happy. For goodness sake, we knew that in 1971, but you young girls don't seem to have learnt anything. You need to be a role model.
I am.
It's all weddings and boyfriends with Emily, and she's 11 years old. What's happened to climbing trees and having adventures and wanting to learn things?
You're right. Okay, tomorrow we'll sit Emily down and tell her that men aren't the be-all and end-all.
Well, not tomorrow. I've got a date. We'll do it at some stage.
A date? A date? Listen to you.
What? I'm 80. I'm far too old to be practising what I preach. The young ones need to do it for me.
Unbelievable. I'm taking up the trifle.
I think you're right, Mum.
Occasionally.
About being a role model. I know David just had that one afternoon with Bryony Majors, but if I let him come home, what sort of message does it send out to Jen and Emily? And it's a well-known fact, I need to be less clingy. I can be on my own. I'm not a scaredy cat.
What are you on about?
I read your diaries.
What?
From when I was a little girl.
Oh, thank goodness. Well, what diaries?
These ones. Look. I've never known anyone less sentimental than you. I was mainly a nuisance who stopped you doing things, and a coward, and clingy, and scared of swimming.
Well, you were scared of swimming. You still are.
Yes, yes, I am. But I've worked through being scared of slides, and I don't have nappy rash anymore.
Well, I haven't looked at these for years.
No.
But I will say this. You were a horrible baby.
What?
I'm sorry, but you were. It might not be a fashionable thing to say it, and I love you now well enough because I've got to know you. But then you were bloody difficult.
You worked all the time.
Because I wanted to be a role model. I wanted to show you it was okay to be confident and brave and high-achieving.
Well, how's that worked out for you? How confident and brave and high-achieving have I turned out?
Well, I know, darling, but life's full of disappointments.
But it's awful, Mum. Normally, me and Freya spend the whole of lunchtime together, but now she's always with Ryan.
Oh, darling, you have to rise above it. It's up to Freya who she wants to spend time with. There's no point getting cross. I mean, I was upset about your dad and Layla when I first heard, but, you know, if he wants to marry her, that's up to him, isn't it? I'm not going to get angry about him anymore. Is that mine? Can you read it, darling?
Mm-hmm. It's from Dad. Hi, Jen. Don't know if you're working today, but Layla and I will be in the shop choosing gifts for the wedding list. Is that weird? Also, any chance of us using your staff discount? Lol.
You have got to be frigging kidding me.
Lol. So embarrassing.
Morning.
Morning.
Jen taken Emily already?
Yep.
Is she feeling better about Stuart and his wretched wedding?
Not sure, Mum. I'm practising the rules of non-interference.
They were only together 5 minutes. Your father and I were married for 35 years, and I can look back now and say in all honesty that we were never that fussed about each other.
Mum, you were.
We weren't. It was a serviceable marriage. We mainly talked about socks and the garden. And there wasn't the nostalgia in those days. Nowadays they're taking photographs of each other every 2 minutes, and by lunchtime they're already nostalgic about the morning they had. We got on with life being tough and then forgot about it.
When was your life tough?
No idea. I've forgotten about it.
Well, I hear it's been full of disappointments.
Is there any coffee?
Do you know what? Call me a free spirit, but I'm not making coffee this morning. I'm going out to do something for myself, actually. Something, yeah, something brave. So shove the coffee up your bum. How's that for expressing myself? Forgot my bag.
Right. And before that, did you say shove the coffee up your bum?
Yeah. It's a figure of speech, which I may have invented. See you later.
Oh, dear.
Mortimer's! 4 floors, 9 departments, and 101 reasons we're Peterborough's
oldest
department store.
Ladies and gentlemen, pineapple slices.
So they're coming in today, are they, to do the wedding list?
Yes, look out for them. Stu will be wearing a characterful shirt, and Layla will basically just be talking in a constant stream of words until she says something really inappropriate. Anyway, I've spoken to Tina in gift lists, and there's absolutely no way.
Well, no.
Stuart's not getting my 12% off whatever tacky mugs Layla chooses.
No.
She thinks that she's posh because she's got a chocolate fountain.
Oh. Now, has she got a chocolate fondue set?
I don't know.
And if she likes chocolate fountains, that might be a good next step for her.
Well, thanks, Pat. How about...
Boo.
Oh, Stuart. Layla, hi.
Hi, Jenny.
Now, I'm Pat. Yes, now, that is a characterful shirt.
Pat's just going to go and serve that customer right over there. Oh, so, congratulations. You look blooming.
Thanks, yeah. I've been feeling sick, obviously. But my sister had her head constantly down the U-bend for the whole 9 months, so we're just hoping that don't happen to me. And as you know, I'm gluten intolerant, so I've got a lot of extra health issues. But we're really happy.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm so sorry about the discount. I've begged them, but they just won't do it.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, we've actually got loads of plates and a blender and stuff, so we thought, you know, people can just pay for a honeymoon and we can go somewhere lush. And I mean, I know some people do donations to a charity and stuff, but that just seems a bit show-offy, do you know what I mean? Like, look at me, I'm supporting AIDS or whatever.
Right.
But we definitely want a SodaStream.
Oh, yeah, that's a must.
Stuart wants to put printer ink on the list.
Well, it's very expensive.
Criminal.
Actually, Jenny, you can settle an argument. It doesn't have to be kitchen stuff, does it, on your list? Because, I mean, I've seen these leather boots. I really like... Oh, my nipples are tingling.
Well, it is very exciting.
No, because she's pregnant.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll let you get on.
Yeah.
Enjoy the scanning.
Thanks, yeah. Fingers crossed for no birth defects.
I meant the scanning the stuff for the gift list.
Oh, right.
I mean, we'll love the baby, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Well, bye then. Good luck with being pregnant.
Thanks. At least now we can stop having sex all the time.
Bye. Yeah, she's joking. Bye.
Oh, God. Brilliant.
Hello. Can I help you?
Sorry. I'm just a bit... I'm new.
Senior aqua aerobics.
Well, I'm 59.
Yep, senior. Jump in. Keep moving, I would, if you want to avoid Eric and his wandering hands.
Oh, right, right. Only it's been a long time since I got in the water, so I'm a bit...
Don't worry. It's as much about the company anyway with seniors. Towel on the side, please. Right, ladies and gents, stretch out those arms. Eric, stretch them upwards, please, not towards Connie. Now, where's our new lady? Excuse me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cookahoods!
Well, I'm sorry, but that is unbelievable.
You all right, Pat?
I honestly can't believe what I've just seen.
What, has someone bought a sofa?
No, I've just seen your Stuart and his Layla.
Oh, yeah? Looking at leather boots?
No, in baby and child, looking at prams.
Are they?
Bold as brass.
All right.
And I don't want to upset you, but we're friends, so, you know, it's only right that I tell you. Stuart put his hand on Layla's tummy and they had a little kiss.
Right.
Unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, he's just moved on. It's like we were saying about the supervisor's job. I mean, people these days are always wanting more. More money, more responsibility.
Yeah.
I mean, I get my satisfaction working in sofas like you do.
Yeah.
All this moving forward, trying to be happy, new partners, new jobs. I mean, I say, why worry? We're getting older, aren't we? And it's time to be happy with what we've got.
Getting older? I'm 32.
I know.
Can you cover for me, Pat? I'm going to go upstairs and talk to the office.
Mum, it's me.
Hello, love. Where are you?
I'm in the swimming pool changing rooms.
Are you?
And you were right. I'm a scaredy cat. And I'm not confident, and I find it hard to express myself. And earlier on, I told you to shove a cup of coffee up your bum.
You did.
Which was... well, I mean, it's just a weird thing to say, wasn't it?
It was a bit. Are you going swimming?
No. No, I was going to, but it was all kids, and then it was people your age, except normal people your age, and they were... really good at it, and I was...
Maggie, you're sitting in the changing room with your towel wrapped around you.
Yes.
Come home, love.
Shall I?
Come home.
Okay. And there were women in there, not with towels wrapped around them, just standing there naked. It's another world. What have you been doing?
I've been looking at these diaries.
Right.
And first of all, it's important to establish that I'm a very good mother.
Oh, well, that's clear.
And I'm sorry, but if there's a woman who doesn't find it hard work having a crying baby, then I've yet to meet her.
I bet those changing room women didn't find it hard work. I bet they stood there naked and breastfeeding with their towels in their hands.
No, look, what about this bit? Arthur was out all afternoon, so Maggie and I slept on the bed. Well, mostly I slept. Some of the time, I just looked at her and her cheeks.
No, I didn't see that bit.
And this? Maggie is properly laughing now. Not just the gurgling I used to hope was laughing, but proper rosy-cheeked belly laughing. And I don't think I've ever liked any sound more.
I remember David used to ask if he could wake up Jennifer just so he could set her off laughing.
I didn't take to it easily like you did. Well, you were a natural mother straight away with Jen. I was proud of you. I wasn't natural. But look, there's another bit in the later one. Where is it? Oh, here. I marked the page. Maggie's becoming more and more creative and expressive. Today, she made up a wonderful song about pirates doing poos.
Oh dear, was I a bit strange?
No! You were like Gilbert and Sullivan. You were lovely.
All right. Your mum's here to collect you.
How was your list shopping?
Yeah, okay.
Did you get your printer ink?
I didn't, as it goes.
Well, I'll know what to get you then, won't I? Listen, I might be late picking her up next week. I've got an interview.
Have you?
Yep, supervisor.
After last time?
I won't wear the same blouse this time.
Or burst into tears.
I'm a very capable woman, Stuart. I'm trying to be a role model, and I'm moving forward.
Good for you. You'd be a good supervisor.
Thanks. Oh, also, I've got a bouncy chair for you.
What?
For you and Layla. You know, the stripy one that we had for Em. Do you remember? I thought you might want it for the new baby.
Oh, cheers. I mean, I'll have to run it by Layla, obviously.
Obviously. But Mum keeps snagging her tights on it, so... Has Em been okay?
Yeah, why?
Oh, Freya's got some boyfriend.
Mum, that was yesterday. Freya's dumped Ryan now.
Oh, hello. Has she?
Of course she has. Have you seen how hairy his arms are?
Right. Well, that's okay then.
Bye, Jen. Bye, love.
See you.
Bye, Dad.
Gwen?
Oh, come in. If you don't mind seeing a glamorous older woman acting like an idiot.
Gigi, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm always okay.
What are those? Letters?
Yes. I was just looking through those silly shoeboxes to find something to convince your mum I don't hate her. And I found these. Look, in this folder.
Margaret, you'll probably find these after I die. Be warned, they're raunchy. But I didn't want to throw them away. Love, Mum. Did you write that?
I'd forgotten about it. It was when I was sorting out the house after your granddad died. These are our letters from when we first met. They're pretty racy, I can tell you. I mean, sometimes I think it was only a serviceable marriage, a socks and garden type of marriage, but, well... He was a lovely man, your granddad. Mm. He was, and we did have fun. He was a lovely man.
Mum, are you bringing her down? Granny's doing a nutting about what to
cook. Oh, Emily. Now, come in, sweetheart. Sit down.
Is this about my RE homework? Because it didn't mean what I put about you two having no moral code.
Listen, Em, yesterday I told you not to bother about boys. And it's absolutely true, you don't need boys to make you happy.
OK.
But one day, if you're lucky, you might just meet a boy.
Oh, God.
Or a girl.
Oh, God.
All right, Gran, we know it's 2015. Or a girl.
Never say never. In 1982, I spent a very happy fortnight with a Sri Lankan girl called Dilipa.
Gran, we're talking about Grandad?
Oh, yes, yes. One day, you might meet someone, and they'll be kind to you, I hope, and they'll respect you, and they'll be strong, and they'll make you laugh.
And you'll be strong, and you'll make them laugh too.
It's a minefield, isn't it? Look, what I'm saying is, it may be an unfashionable thing to say, but boys, men, are sometimes a very good thing. Some of them are wonderful, and they're hairy sometimes. Your great-granddad was like a mountain goat, actually, in lots of ways.
OK, and now it's time to talk about tea.
Yoo-hoo! What am I missing?
We were just telling Emily about men.
Oh, goodness.
And goats. It's been a bit weird, to be honest.
I never get any tea.
I was looking for something to prove I loved you.
Any luck?
Not a bean.
You didn't keep any of my old drawings or anything?
You're joking. They were hopeless.
Birthday cards that she sent you?
Oh, look, I've had a lot of birthdays. I can't be carting 80 of your cards around with me from place to place. We love each other. You're sitting on my bed. I'm living in your house. And so are these soppy sods. Look, we were all lovely babies and we're all wonderful mothers. Right, I'm going to cook tea.
You're going to cook tea?
Yes. I've cooked you a lot of teas in your time, Margaret. Broken wrist or no broken wrist. And Jen and Emily can help me, can't you? Mm. Come on. But we're going to be healthy tonight. OK?
Good. All we do is eat and drink.
Lovely. Let's have something healthy.
Right. In France, we'd often just have fish and vegetables.
Perfect.
Well, what fish have we got?
Fish cake.
Oh, delicious. Delicious fish cakes.
Some lovely big ones with cheese in the middle.
Oh, brilliant.
So two of those each.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What vegetables have we got?
Leeks.
I'll fry them.
Delicious.
Oh, fish cakes, leeks.
Is that going to be enough?
Put some chips in.
Oh, good. Ooh. Yes, just in case.
And if we are being good, we can probably have pudding.
Oh, lovely. I've got some chocolate mousse.
Brilliant.
Right. You ready, Gran?
So, wish me luck.
Oh, go on, Margaret, you can do it.
Okay. Come on, Emily, let's do it.
We'll be waiting at the bottom.
Come on, Gran, you'll love it.
Will Mum do it, do you think?
Well, we've got to let her try.
Nice permissive parenting, Gran.
Thanks, it's Dr. Baumbach. Encourage bravery and expression, never stop your child from playing on the highest slide.
Do you think Emily will tell her that her swimming costume's up her bum on one side?
But it doesn't matter if she doesn't. Oh, she's up there. Go on,
it, Mum.
Oh, she looks great, doesn't she? Oh, look, there goes Emily. Oh, well done, Em. Do you think Mum's going to chicken out? Oh, go on, Mum. Shout out again,
no,
Gran.
No, I mustn't. It has to be the child's decision.
That was brilliant.
Do you think Granny's going to... There she goes. Oh, go on, Mum.
Fly off over the side, but I did it. I did it.
You're brilliant, Mum. Her swimming costume's up her bum on both sides now.
Yes, it is.
But you're amazing. Isn't she, Gran? Gran? Gigi? Are you crying?
No, of course not. Come here, Maggie.
No.
No, of course. Oh, well done, darling. No.
All Those Women was written by Catherine Jakeways, and the cast was Sheila Hancock, Leslie Manville, Sinead Matthews, Lucy Hutchinson, Catherine Jakeways, Katie Redford, Chris Pavlow and George Watkins. The producer was Alexandra Smith, and it was a BBC radio comedy production.